Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activity. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Wendy Nakanishi, in memory of Mr. and Mrs. Tsunegoro and Shigeyo Morimoto. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Alan Goto of Humpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. Good morning, Mr. Goto.
Good morning. I'm grateful for this opportunity to offer my personal understanding and perspectives on April 8, 2023, celebrating the birth of Siddhartha Gautama. I'm Alan Goto, a member of the Hawaii Betsuin Sangha. I received Tokudo in Kyoto in 2003. I'm a certified lay minister assistant with Tokudo. I facilitate weekly meditation sessions. For artistic expressions, I dabble in ceramics at the Hawaii Potter's Guild and do watercolor painting at the Betsuin. I'm married to Chizue Rosemary Tamikuni. We have two sons and three grandchildren. Briefly, the traditional birth of the Buddha story goes like this. It is said that prior to the Buddha's birth, his mother, Queen Maya, had a dream of a six-tusked white elephant entering her right side. This dream indicated that her son would either become a king or the greatest spiritual ruler the world has ever seen. When the day of the Buddha's birth neared, as was customary at the time, the queen made a trip to have her child where her parents lived. En route, the queen decided that she would rest at the beautiful Lumbini Garden. When she went to take a look at the flowering tree, it is said that the Buddha was born from her right armpit. After his birth, the Buddha is said to have taken seven steps in each of the four directions. And after that, the Buddha proclaimed, pointing up and down, and declared, "Heavens above and heavens below, I alone am the world-honored one." Upon seeing the birth of this special child, the heavens opened up and in celebration caused a sweet rain to bathe the child. According to most Buddhist traditions, the historical Buddha Shakyamuni was born in Lumbini Garden in Nepal on April 8, 566 BC. He was the son of King Suddhodana and Queen Maya. There were many flowery descriptions of the scene at his birth, including celestial birds singing beautiful songs, beautiful flowers, and a sweet, gentle rain bathing the baby Buddha. The beauty of the flowers, the sounds of celestial birds, and the sweet, gentle rain that fell are descriptive parts of this historical story. However, I have learned that this event is most significant as it describes the birth of the greatest sentient being who became enlightened, the Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment marks the release of sentient beings from suffering and sorrow. Some religious teachers have observed that newcomers to Buddhism cannot take the story of the birth of the Buddha seriously, particularly in the description of Siddhartha taking seven steps in each of the four directions and declaring that heaven above and heaven below, I alone and the world honored one. Such a decoration sounds like a story of a god. Yet we know that Shakyamuni Buddha taught non-theism, lack of belief in a god or gods, and anatman, the doctrine that there is no permanent substance in human beings that could be called a soul. In our tradition, we commemorate or celebrate the birth of the Buddha with Hanamatsuri, or a flower festival. We create a miniature Lumbini garden with the essential features of the birth story, with the Hanamido, a pavilion decked with flowers, a statue of the baby Buddha in the proclamation posture, and the Sangha members may pour sweet tea over the statue, like the sweet rain described in the story. From this original mythological expression, numerous scholarly commentaries and people's personal experiences over hundreds of years and through various cultures and countries, India, Southeast Asia, China, Korea, Japan, and the Western world, we have been offered a special way to live our individual and unique lives with kindness, joy, and gratitude. Aware that there is no we in Buddhism, there is only I in Buddhism. The teachings are for me alone. In brief, I have encountered what Shakyamuni knew about suffering. I suffer due to my self-centeredness, composed of greed, anger, and ignorance. I suffer due to my ignorance about impermanence, involving birth, aging, sickness, death, as well as being apart from people I love, being together with people I dislike, and not getting what I want. So on the Jodo Shin spiritual path of the Nembutsu, I suggest that we have a living practice that would include the following. Monpo. I'm asked or beckoned to listen to the teachings. Open my heart and mind to receive or be embraced by the teachings. Introspection or self-reflection. I am asked to truly be aware about my behavior that causes suffering to myself and others. Ichigo Ichie, to be present. I try to live in each unique present moment. The Dalai Lama encourages me to be present, as I cannot do anything about the past, nor can I do anything about the future. Jodo Shinshu is essentially the spiritual practice of kindness, joy, and gratitude. And in a full life on the Nembutsu path, is described in the new pledge composed by our current Gomonshu, Kojung Otani, upon his accession. And that pledge goes like this. Reaching out to others, I will share a warm smile and gentle words, just like the Buddha, who always called out with aloha. Breaking away from greed, anger, and ignorance, I will try to live in peace and harmony, just like the Buddha, who shares tranquility and kindness with all. Moving forward from self-centeredness, I will share a life of joy and sorrow with others, just like the Buddha, whose caring heart always embraces us. Realizing that I live because of others, I will strive to live life to the fullest with an attitude of gratitude, just like the Buddha, who promises to embrace us all. Thank you for this opportunity to share my thoughts on April 8, the day that we celebrate the birth of the historical Buddha. Hanamatsuri is important in our Shin Buddhist tradition. However, April 8th is personally important to Rosemary and me, as we were married on Thursday, April 8th, 1971, in the Betsuing's Annus Temple by Reverend Shigenori Makino. We chose that date so that I would not forget our wedding anniversary. I'm grateful also that I was able to record this talk in advance. Rosemary and I are in Japan at this moment, hopefully enjoying the cherry blossoms today, April 8, 2023. In closing, happy birthday, Shakyamuni Buddha. Ultimately aware of the embrace of universal wisdom and compassion, Please join me in reciting the name that calls with gratitude and joy. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mr. Goto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 9th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Buddha Day Hanamatsuri and Remembrance Service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliilihonganji Mission. Everyone is welcome to come and pour sweet tea over the baby Buddha. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Wendy Nakanishi, and our speaker, Mr. Alan Goto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend So Kalu of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. Namo Amida Butsu.